Here's a look at local news on KJAN. The investigation continues into Thursday's reported bomb threat at the Atlantic Middle School. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Dave Erickson says the police department received word of the threat at around 8:30 a.m. on Thursday. Erickson says just a few minutes before police were notified, a message was found on a bathroom wall indicating the school would be blown up at 11:45. Police began a search of the building and the threat was ruled not credible. Erickson said they had a possible suspect in the case, but that person was interviewed and then ruled out as the perpetrator. Erickson says the building was evacuated at about 11:30 a.m. and the search resumed. At noon Thursday, students and staff were allowed back in the building. He says the suspect who was arrested in last week's bomb threat at the middle school is not the same person who made Thursday's threat. He says they continue to investigate who caused the most recent threat. A Council Bluffs daycare provider will be on probation for a year under a deferred sentence for the death of a 5-month-old boy in her care. 37-year-old Teresa Chapin pleaded guilty on Thursday to aggravated child endangerment. Prosecutors say Chapin had a 5-month-old Lane Thomas put in an adult bed for a nap on August 17th. He did not wake up. The autopsy says the cause of death was sudden, unexplained infant death. Pottawatomie County Attorney Amy Zacharias says that without medical evidence that shows anything other than sudden unexplained infant death syndrome, prosecutors cannot prove that Chapin caused the baby's death. Sentencing will not occur until night next year. If Chapin follows her probation terms, she won't be given more punishment. A traffic stop near Staten early Saturday morning led to the arrest of three people. The traffic stop was conducted at about 1 a.m. Saturday morning near 250th and P Avenue near Staten. Arrested during the traffic stop was 24-year-old Philip Van Den Eyden of Staten for interference with official acts, 24-year-old Nick Raymond Bierstedt of Ames for OWI first offense, and 21-year-old Caleb Michael Sunderman of Clarinda for OWI second offense. All three men were transported to the Montgomery County Jail. Van Den Eyden was being held on $300 bond, Bierstedt on $1,000 bond, and Sunderman on $2,000 bond. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office was assisted by Red Oak Police. A Western Iowa man is working to make a difference in the lives of unwanted donkeys. Scott Sheehan is part of a national group called Peaceful Valley Donkey Rescue. Sheehan has a farm in Mills County near Malvern and says he and his family fell in love with the donkeys after visiting a local sale barn, so they started taking donkeys in. He says, quote, "The ones that we currently have come from states of Oklahoma, Texas, and California," unquote. They've either been abandoned or they've been running wild at some point in their life before they were rescued by the folks at Peaceful Valley. Sheehan says the donkeys are a serious problem in drought-stricken areas. A Shelby County boy will live out a life dream this weekend in Iowa City. Ryan DeMott suffered third-degree burns on 70% of his body during a campfire accident last year. After being flown to the Nebraska Burn Center in Lincoln for treatment, he was transferred in Iowa City for additional treatment. DeMott stayed at University of Iowa Children's Hospital for the next 2.5 years, and during that time, the boy had several visitors, including some Iowa Hawkeye football players. This weekend, Ryan and his parents are scheduled to be back in Iowa City, but this time they'll be on the football field. On Saturday, DeMott will serve as an honorary kid captain for the Iowa Hawkeyes at Kinnick Stadium. Kid captains walk with other Hawkeye team captains and flip the coin prior to the game. Ryan's parents say that he has a can-do attitude and is continuing to recover well from his injuries. And the Messina City Council on Monday will hear an update from a representative with MSA professionals with regard to the city's sewer system. Afterward, the council will discuss and potentially act on a sewer improvement design and a contract for wastewater collection system improvements. In other business, the council in Messina will set the date for a public hearing on updates for the city's code of ordinances, discuss snow removal in the downtown area, city parks and city properties, placement of the Centennial Rock, an agreement with Railroad Management LLC, and the city of Messina and also nuisance properties. That meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. on Monday. That's the latest look at our local news here on KJAN. I'm Brett Johnson reporting.